They brought him to the high priest's house, and Peter followed at a distance. They lit a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat round it, and Peter sat among them. A serving maid who saw him sitting in the firelight stared at him and said, "This man was with him too." But he denied it. "Woman," he said, "I do not know him." A little later, someone else noticed him and said, "You are also one of them." But Peter said to him, "No, I'm not." About an hour passed, and another spoke more strongly still. "Of course this fellow was with him. He must have been. He is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you're talking about." At that moment, while he was still speaking, a cock crew, and the Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. And Peter remembered the Lord's words, "Tonight, before the cock crows, you will disown me 3 times. He went outside and wept bitterly. The Bible is a book of many stories. Some are factual accounts telling us what happened in a series of historical events. Some illustrate ways of expressing an idea to give us a framework for thinking. Others are descriptions of an incident, almost poetic in their selected details, which can invite us in to put ourselves in the picture and in a way to be involved in what happens. We can return to those stories at different times in our lives with new issues, new concerns, and different circumstances, and reconsider how the story relates to our own thoughts at a time when we are reading it. Peter's denial in the courtyard is one of those stories. Justin Welby writes about the Christian story in his foreword to the Archbishop's Lent book for 2021 by Hannah Steele. We are invited to be not just a reader, but an active participant. The story of Jesus is not a dead tale, but one which is ongoing. Stories are how we make sense of the world around us and our place in it. Stories are how we learn more about our identity and our relationships to others. In her inspiring book, Hannah Steele reminds us of the many chances Christians have as they go about their daily lives to share the gospel, the story of the love of God, and how easy it is not to take the opportunities. A great deal has been said and written about the passage in this reading, about Peter's denial of his relationship with Jesus. The incident is recorded in all 4 Gospels. The stories involving Peter often seem to draw us in as we see ourselves in his impulsiveness and his mistakes. But his enthusiasm is catching, and sometimes he's right on the nail with a salient point. We can be tempted to criticise, but we realise that even with 2,000 years of scholarship and hindsight to inform us, we are unlikely to react any more wisely. In this story, Peter does something which must have been difficult. He follows Jesus at a distance and stays for a long time in the courtyard, near to where Jesus has been taken. He could so easily have hidden quietly behind locked doors, and then there would have been no story. This incident around the fire in the courtyard can be especially significant for us. It seems to allow us a space to join Peter there, close to Jesus. In Luke's version, as Jesus is taken away, the Lord turned and looked straight at Peter, who went outside and wept bitterly. Peter started well in his determination to follow Jesus and to encourage others, but he realized that he had failed and he was desperately distressed by his own failure. We should not leave this story about Peter without reminding ourselves of its beginning and ending, places where we are only the bystanders. Earlier in the evening, when Peter is so sure of his own faith, confidence, and courage, he is told that in a few hours' time he will deny ever knowing Jesus. And a long time later, after a breakfast on a beach by another charcoal fire, Jesus opens the way for an acknowledgement of failure, an acceptance of forgiveness, and a new beginning with a new task. We respond to the prayers today with a few words from night prayer. Save us, O Lord, while waking, and guard us while sleeping. And the response is, that awake we may watch with Christ. Lord Jesus, whose whole life on earth bore witness to the love of God, help us to be active participants in your story. Help us to listen to other people so that we can understand how the story of your love will relate to their lives. Give us the words that will help them come a little closer to you. Show us the opportunities to speak out and forgive us, Lord, when we fail to use them. Save us, O Lord, while waking, and guard us while sleeping. Awake, we may watch with Christ. Lord, as we try to have times of quiet thought and prayer in the days of Holy Week, help us not only to look inwards at our love for you, but outwards at your love for the people around us, as we try to follow your commandment to love one another. Save us, O Lord, while waking, and guard us while sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ. Help us to identify those we know and those we learn about who need our care. Show us where there is injustice and give us the words to speak out. Show us where there is hardship and what action we can take to alleviate it. Show us where there is sorrow or loneliness, and how to express our concern and offer our support. Save us, O Lord, while waking, and guard us while sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ. We pray for those in all areas of conflict in the world. We pray for peace. Save us, O Lord, while waking, and guard us while sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ. May we love you, Lord God, with all our hearts this week. May we share the story of your love with others and reflect our own small part of that love in our words and in our actions. And may the blessing of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon us and remain with us always. Amen. This brief time of reflection is over. Please feel free to leave now or stay longer if you wish. The next reflection will start in a few minutes.